Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Now he died physically and the Lord resurrected, but when God has something greater for you, something has to die. Always before honor is humility. So don't get it twisted. Tell somebody, stay in rank. Keep rank. Don't say, well, I thought God said this. I thought God made me this, and I see this. No. Tell somebody, keep in rank. Stay in rank. If God told you that's who you are, that's who you are when you're going through. That's who you are when it doesn't look like anything's happening. That's who you are when everybody turned their back on you. That's who you are when you don't feel like that's who you are. If God said it, that's who you are, because the other side of that is something else. But he's looking for those who will keep rank, that won't throw in the towel, that won't give up midstream, won't jump ship when the going gets tough. Peter in the boat. We always glorify Peter, right? He got out of the boat. Well, he got out of the assignment. What was the mandate? Get into the boat and go to the other side. Didn't say get out the boat. But like some of us, we want to see what's outside the boat. We see the Lord. Lord, if that's you, you out there bid me to come too. He kind of handcuffed the Lord. I can't see the Lord saying, not come. He said, come. I already know what you're going to do, but come. Peter steps out the boat, and we know the story. Takes a couple steps, looks around, begins to sink. The Lord let him go down about 3 times. Let him get baptized. Help! Then he pulls the boat up. And walked it back to the boat. What did he say? Oh, ye of little faith. Yeah. Listen, what was he saying? God said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's little faith. What he was saying, oh, ye of little faith, your faith, you don't have enduring faith. You can have a little bit as long as it endures. It'll get the job done. It don't matter how little it is, as long as you still got it. It's going to grow. It's going to increase. It's going to get you where you're going. Peter didn't have enduring faith. He said, oh, you have faith that doesn't endure. Yes. So it doesn't matter. If your faith is a grain of mustard seed, you'll say to the mountain. But he let that go. But before honor is always humility. And so the Lord took him back to the assignment. Get back in the boat. Imagine what the other disciples, man, they in there trying to keep the boat from sinking, rowing as hard as they can in the storm, rain coming at them, and they bailing and rowing, and Peter steps out. Just by state, don't break rank. How about when the disciples were arguing in the book of Luke? Who would be the greatest? Just before the Passion of the Christ, who would be the greatest? They're arguing who's going to be the greatest among us. And of course, I believe Peter prevailed. You know, then none of y'all get out the boat. Well, you sank, didn't you? Well, at least I got out the boat. You know, one of them deals. I believe he prevailed. And then the Lord said, what were you all talking about along the way? They went out. We weren't saying nothing. He said, except you become as little children. Then he began to tell them of the passion. He said, Lord, we won't deny you, and we won't, you know. Peter said, not only will I not deny you, all of them said, we won't deny you. Peter said, I'll die with you. I'm Peter. the rock. You name me the rock. Right? He said, Peter, before the cock crows, You're going to deny me three times. No, I'll die with you. What happened in Gethsemane? When the soldiers came, Peter pulls out a sword, breaking rank again. You know, sometimes when people get nervous in nervous situations, they do anything. Peter pulled out a sword and cut off Malchus's ear. Cut somebody's ear off. Tell somebody, stay in rank. Then he began to follow the Lord afar off after he was taken and began to warm himself at the enemy's camp fire. That's what happens when someone backslides. They begin to warm themselves at, not with the fire of the Lord, but another fire. And that fire will cause you to compromise. You're one of them. I mentioned this. I found this in a study. The Galileans had something in their speech. It was like I won't call it a speech impediment, but the way they talked, anyone could tell you were a Galilean. As a matter of fact, they were not allowed to do the read certain things in the Torah, you know, in the temple services and that, because of the speech. They weren't allowed to. So someone said, "You one of them, ain't you?" He said, "No, I ain't one." Said, your speech betray you. Anyway, he denied him. The cock crowed, but he broke rank. Give me Psalms, chapter 78. Psalm 78. And let me see where we're at. Hold on a second. Where you at here? I just had you. Verse 9. Let's start at verse 9. I'm sorry. Verse 9. The children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of them fathers in the land of Egypt in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud and all the night with the light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He broke streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. I'm going to stop there. Read that. All the amazing and wonderful things that God did for them, and in the day of battle, being armed, carrying bows, for some reason or other, they turned back and denied the one that they have been serving. They turned back. Tell somebody, don't turn back. This is what we're talking about when we talk about keeping rank. Luke 9:62 says, a man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Is not fit for the kingdom of God. Now, let's take this up a notch. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse number 33. And we want to look at kingdom order and keeping rank. The importance of keeping rank. 1 Chronicles 12:33. Of Zebulun, these were the tribes, such as went forth to battle, expert in war with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. They were not of a double heart. Zebulun, expert in war, 50,000, that could keep rank, that would march into battle without anyone fleeing or anyone you know, disrupting the cadence. They would go into battle. Let's take a look at Joel chapter 2, verses 7, starting at verse number 7. Joel chapter 2, and let's take a look at God's army. Joel chapter 2, verse 7. They shall run like mighty men. This is God's army. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows of as a thief, like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. The stars shall withdraw their shining. But where the emphasis here is on the army of the Lord. And he emphasizes how they are able to keep rank. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13, talk about after you've done all to stand. After you've been through all that you've been through, stand. In essence, what it's saying, keep rank. He's talking about the armor, talking about soldiers, talking about warfare. After you've done all to stand, stand. Keep rank. Amen. Don't stop coming to church. Amen. Don't stop giving. Amen. Don't stop loving people. Don't stop doing what you've been doing.
Have you heard the call to rise higher, to push past empty religion and into the true grace of God? The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. is a powerful new book that shows you how to grow deeper in faith, overcome obstacles, and live as the authentic you. Don't stay stuck on the surface. God is calling you higher and deeper. Apostle Trevor Banks, The Rise of the Remnant, available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.